This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli army says it has struck several Houthi targets in western Yemen following a fatal drone attack by the rebel group in Tel Aviv the previous day. Saturday's strike appeared to be the first by Israel on Yemeni soil since the Israel-Hamas war began in October. The Israeli army says that a number of military targets were hit in the port city of Hodeida, a Houthi stronghold. The army adds that its attack was in response to hundreds of attacks against Israel in recent months. A Houthi spokesman says a blatant Israeli aggression targeted fuel storage facilities and a power station. Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group says its fighters have fired dozens of rockets into northern Israel, targeting a kibbutz for the first time in 9 months. Saturday's barrage was in retaliation for the Israeli drone the day and wounded several people, including children. The militant Palestinian group Hamas said that it fired rockets from Lebanon toward an Israeli army post in the northern Israeli village of Shamira over Israel strikes in Gaza. Hamas has carried out such attacks from Lebanon over the past months, but they have been rare. Hezbollah began firing the rockets shortly after Hamas's October 7th attack. As the world continues to recover from massive business and travel disruptions caused by faulty software update from cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike, the malicious actors are trying to exploit the situation for their own gain. Government cybersecurity agencies across the globe and even CrowdStrike CEO George Kurtz warned about phishing schemes that involve malicious actors posing as CrowdStrike employees.